The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. Well, Coca-Cola...
Hold on, Michael. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to bring in a liaison extraordinaire, Mary Sayer, real quick. We have something we'd like to say to you.
Tyler Hackenmiller, ladies and gentlemen, is our producer. What's going on, man?
Well, good afternoon, Michael.
Yeah, of course. You're standing right there.
I am.
What's happening?
It's fun to be on this side of the mic for once. Yeah, are you nervous?
Well, I'm always nervous when people just kind of barge into the studio and go, what's going on? What's happening here? So what's up?
Tyler and I are aware that you were honored this weekend, and
the show was honored this weekend.
Okay, the show was honored, but it takes a great personality and someone who knows the news to produce award-winning
interviews. Thank you.
So we wanted your listeners to know that Michael took 3 awards at the Iowa Broadcast News Association this weekend. One was a public affairs programming on Polk County minimum wage. Yeah. He also won an award for an in-depth series on startup business stories. And he took a third award.
Yeah.
Large market best newscast.
Yeah, that was kind of nice. We came in second again to our friends down the road. But you know, they've got like 5 people in the newscast. Come on, man. What are you guys doing? Come on. And do they do a newscast that's over 5 minutes long? No. Sue Danielson and all the gang down the street. But that was very nice. Thank you, Mary. Yeah. It was a nice event. And this is the second year in a row that we've won 3
that's
awards.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys.
And we're proud of you.
Well, yeah. I'm proud to be here. But, you know, one of the things about all of this is that when we started this whole adventure almost 4 years ago, I really had thought that by this time, you know, somebody would swoop in and do this, but apparently nobody's interested in the business news but me. But it's a great honor from the Iowa Broadcast News Association, and we're really grateful. And we could not do any of this stuff without a fine group of people leading the charge. And Tyler Hackenmiller, of course, our producer, a longtime producer here, and Mary Sayer, who kind of keeps everything. She's kind of like a den mother. It's kind of like a, you know, making sure that everybody is doing the right thing at the right time.
I'll wear that honor.
Yeah. And then, of course, the voice of Inside on Business, Jimmy Olsen, and the music that we have done, Patrick Wood, of course, for the program director, and James Goodlett for the music. So good stuff.
Well,
thank you.
I just wanted to say it's a pleasure to work with you every day, Michael. Sometimes I see Michael more than some of my family. So
we've been doing this a while.
Yeah, we have been.
Yeah, and I wanted to say congratulations
too.
It's an honor to work here. I press the buttons, but without you on the other side, it wouldn't really do much.
But you're doing what I can't do either. Wow. Yeah, forget about it. I'm not doing that stuff. Thank you all. I really appreciate it.
Okay,
all right.
I suppose we should get back to the news.
Got to get back to going. We got to talk about Coca-Cola for crying out loud. Thank you, guys. Well, here's the news from Coca-Cola. Their first quarter lacked a whole bunch of fizz. And incoming CEO James Quincey is wasting no time to try and protect the bottom line. Quincey told analysts on a conference call today that Coca-Cola would soon slash 1,200 jobs as part of a new $800 million cost savings plan. The news comes after the company posted tepid